Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Right now we say hello to John McClain, who joins us. John, how are you?
I'm great. I want to my condolences to all the Predators fans. I'm like you. I watched it. I'm still stunned at what I saw. You know, who would have thought the Jets could win three games there? And I'm hoping now it's going to be Washington and Vegas in the, for the Stanley Cup. Not when it, you know, the networks don't want the Jets and the Lightning for the Stanley Cup Finals.
I'll tell you who does want the Jets, whoever the broadcast carrier in Canada is for the NHL. Oh, Sportsnet or whoever has the games, that's who wants the Jets in the finals.
Somebody said that market for Winnipeg, and I went to Winnipeg for 2 years covering the original Houston Aeros with Gordy, Marty, and Mark Howe, and I'm assuming they rebuilt the building we were in downtown, which was a dump, and it was always a great hockey town. And one of the things that amazes me about Canada, when they play the national anthem, theirs and ours, they sing ours and they sing theirs. And I was always impressed as I went across Canada watching hockey games and how enthusiastic they were about both national anthems.
John, Adam Schefter's tweet yesterday says that Nashville has emerged as the leading contender for the NFL draft next season. What do you think about that?
That'd be great. I think that's great. I think Amy Adams Strunk's been lobbying to bring it there. I don't know anybody that would not want to see the draft in Nashville because it's such a great city, great party town, and they could shut down Broadway like they did with the Predators or whatever they want to do. I think it'd be great for the city and great for the state. Oh, and great for the NFL, too.
Yeah, we do too. I mentioned this yesterday. I was a bit surprised by that tweet that I saw from Schefter, and here's why. I thought Vegas would be one of the two teams because the NFL normally rewards new things. And also, the NFL has been very much behind the $800 million renovations and upgrades in Canton, Ohio, with the indoor theme park and the big hotels there and everything else that's going into that new facility and the votes that took place politically to get that done. They want that to be the Disneyland of football. Canton,
and
Ohio.
It will be.
Canton couldn't host a Super Bowl. They could host a draft. And that's why
they got the stadium next door. They're going to have a big hotel. They're going to have a retirement center for Hall of Famers. They're going to a huge thing there. They've taken out all the homes in the neighborhoods. It's a monster thing they're doing. It's going to be tremendous, but you don't want to do it until it's all done. And that's why even in Las Vegas, the NFL's not been in Vegas yet. You know, usually they like to do something in a city before they award them something real big like that. And that's why Nashville deserves it, because the fans there have been loyal to the Titans. And I saw Schefter where he tweeted, if it doesn't go to Nashville this year, well, then what's the point of the first tweet? Then it would go next year in case it went to Canton, Cleveland. I do not know why it's got to be Canton, Cleveland. Who cares about Cleveland? Cleveland wants one, get your own. Cleveland has nothing to do with Canton, and almost all the money that's gone into that project has been raised by Hall of Fame President David Baker.
He had
sponsorships. So I don't think Cleveland deserves to be included with Canton, but for whatever reason they want to do it.
They want a team attached somehow, the same way an NCAA basketball venue has a host, so to speak, host school or conference.
Well, Canton can stand on its own two legs, and so I hope that Nashville gets the next one and Canton gets the one after that and Houston gets the one after that.
John, the headline today across the league is David Tepper, who's this hedge fund manager, he's emerged as the favorite to purchase the Carolina Panthers. that's good for Panthers fans because he is one of the owners or potential owners looking to buy that franchise that would keep the team there.
Well, that was seems good, but Jimmy Haslam was a minor partner. Looked how that's worked out. For a minute, they would be moving that team. That's all come from the media. They've got a lease. I think it's all talk that they're going to want to restructure. Well, not restructure. Update the stadium. And those things cost a whole lot of money. So if you can let the media do your job for you and act like you might move, then that scares the politicians and taxpayers. But I don't think for a minute they're leaving Charlotte.
Where's the team most likely to move at this point?
Yeah, where are they going? You can't go to Toronto because of the CFL. Toronto would be a great city. San Antonio doesn't have a stadium. You know, they don't. Portland doesn't have a stadium. Now, if San Diego built a stadium, I think we'd all be helping them pack their bags.
And for those wondering, this is not the owner that was linked with Peyton Manning. You know, there's a story out from the Charlotte Observer over the weekend, or earlier this week, actually. Ben Navarro from Charleston, South Carolina, is the guy who is trying to get Peyton Manning to join the partnership of that ownership group.
So Peyton wants to run a team, and unless being a partner allowed him to run the franchise, I don't think he'll do it. Say he invested his money and then was able to run another team, then he would have to divest himself of that. But if you own any piece of an NFL team, 15 minutes later, it's worth a couple million more dollars.
Rookie camps are gearing up across the league. Are the Texans getting going this weekend?
Yeah, they are. They've got 2 days. Not going to do it on Mother's Day. They didn't have a first or second round pick, so there's not as much excitement as there would be. Justin Reed, their safety and top pick in the third round, and a really good pick who should contribute right away. That's the one people are most fired up about. But at this point in rookie camps, you just don't want people to get hurt. You know, last year, and I think more teams are doing this, the Dolphins didn't do anything. It was all mental. I know the Texans are going to have jock throughs. So the key is you don't want a Dante Fowler. Remember, he got hurt, I think, on the first day of the Jaguars rookie minicamp 3 years ago.
My first drill, I think. Was it? Yeah, one of the first couple drills of that rookie camp. Yep, you're right. Titans get going, by the way, tomorrow. And, Paul, you'll have coverage at paulkoharski.com.
Well, rookies are out there today, and we'll see them a little bit tomorrow. And I'll be out there to see what we can see, which doesn't sound like it's going to be that much, unfortunately.